Tate Bunker, thank you for coming and talking to me.
Hello, Mark.
And Hannah Obst.
Hello.
Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yes, you are.
Obst. What does Obst mean?
Fruit in German.
Fruit?
Yeah.
Just any kind of fruit. Oh, that's nice.
Just fruit, yeah.
Hanging, low-hanging fruit they always talk about. I can say low-hanging Obst. Now. Well, I won't, though. I'd be like, good, but I won't. Tate, you directed a film called Little Red. Used to be called Resurrection Ferns.
Correct.
Right. And Hannah, you starred in it.
Yes, I did.
And when did you make this movie?
Well, I was in sixth grade, so that was 3 years ago.
And you're in 10th grade now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
I am being sort of coy because I was in it, too.
Yeah.
You and I had a couple of scenes together.
We did.
A lot of scenes together. It was fun. Now, where'd you shoot it?
Oh, we shot it in Florida. At least about 85% of it in Florida.
Okay.
The opening sequence takes place in Milwaukee.
Tell me a little bit about what it's about.
It's about an 11-year-old girl who's from Milwaukee, tricks her parents, and flies to Florida to see the wild horses of Cumberland Island.
Okay.
And it's a modern-day telling of Little Red Riding Hood, in a way, where yourself, Mark Metcalf, plays the wolf, creepy
the big
character.
Bad wolf.
Yeah.
Right.
And the other thing, too, though, is even though it's based on Little Red Riding Hood and it stars an 11-year-old girl, I don't really think of it necessarily for like a children's film.
Right.
I think this is for adults. I think it's for festival-going individuals.
People have asked me whether it's kid-friendly, and it's been hard for me to say because it is Little Red Riding Hood, but it gets a little bit creepy there.
Yeah, it has some dark moments, thanks to you, Mark Metcalf.
And I'm always trying to muddy the water.
So again, to me, I mean, even though the main character is an 11-year-old girl, and she was 11 years old when she acted in it, and everyone
right.
thinks that you're like 15, 16.
Yeah.
You come off so much older. But, you know, even though it stars this young girl, I think it's a film for adults. It's geared, it's a story that's it's a bigger story than...
Right.
But I think, you know, young children would enjoy it as well.
So you shot it in Florida, mm-hmm. and some of it here in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your shooting budget? How much money did you have going in?
Well, we've kind of been just piecemealing it together as we go. Production itself was somewhere around $60,000.
Okay.
That was mostly Florida, and then we had to raise more money to finish in Milwaukee. And then we paid that off. We spent a long time paying that off.
Right.
And then now we have to pay for post-production. Then we're paying, you know, for posters and the design of the poster and the website and all these other things.
So how did you go about raising money?
One wonderful person that I met was Miles O'Neill. He's the owner of the Wicked Hop.
Right.
And he...
Great bar down here
in the Third Ward. And he's always just been wanting to participate in filmmaking, and I met him at UWM Film, and just as a joke to him passing, I was like, hey, I got a film for you, man, you're gonna like it, and he did like it, and we kind of partnered up,
right.
And we did find a few investors, but nothing to really make a dent, so really most of the film is funded by me and Miles alone. He kind of matched my funds, and we've just been together just paying it off as we go, so
right.
it's been a...
And a lot of local vendors, as it were, independent North American camera, have they been pretty generous with you?
Oh, yeah. Mostly independent studios have been incredibly generous in the sense that they've done most post-production. We're going to have to pay something, but it's a phenomenal deal, and
right.
I could never have done it. I mean, it's the film looks like a $500,000 film. You know, so to me, I think of it the little film that can, you know, or
right.
could. So it's just... unbelievable. The whole community of Milwaukee has really come out to make the film, and in part one of the ways we paid for it is we gave percentages of the film, so it's kind of like the Packers in a way. So you know, everybody who worked on the film, Hannah, both you guys, you own a percentage of the film.
We own a piece of it.
You own a piece of it. So, but it's a Milwaukee made film. It's a Milwaukee crew, and there's also Looking Glass Productions was very helpful as well.
Right. So. Hannah, was this the first time that you'd acted on film?
No, I had done a short film with Tate, and...
Which one was that?
Percival.
Percival,
and
okay.
I had just one little scene in it, and that's how I met Tate, to do this movie.
Okay. And then he asked you to do this, and...
Well, I think a year went by or so,
yeah.
And we did a film festival together.
Yeah, we did The Crown. It was a short film with Hannah and the other actress, Paige Bunker, in the film.
Okay. Okay.
And that was a film that I was just seeing, really, will these two girls work together?
Okay.
And they were phenomenal in The Crown. It's a short film. And really, I should have shot it that summer, yeah. is when I should have shot it.
Right.
It was. I feel like I shot it a year too late.
Because the girls got
a little older. Paige, you know, had hit the teenage years, so she was becoming kind of insecure, and
but
that was difficult.
Hannah was still...
Yeah, like Hannah was still 11-year-old, but she was growing up. She was not wanting to be the little girl. But like who she was in The Crown was perfect. That would have been the right age. But still, Hannah killed it. Both you guys.
Well, it was great working with her.
Phenomenal performance.
As you said, she still had that. She still had a lot of that innocence of the little girl, but she also had this sort of yearning towards
being a woman.
Yeah,
and which is. Maybe changes it from what your original conception was, but it changes it in a nice way. I mean, I think if it went darker than you'd originally thought, it may have been because of that, there's that
probably
moment of transition in mm-hmm. her life.
Well, she's wanting to be an adult, like that. Right. To the scene that everyone talks about is the scene where you both meet on the beach, and you're
right.
And you know, in that scene, she's just previously in that scene, she's been made fun of and picked on, and so she's been beat down. So she recolors her hair, and she's trying to be somebody different now. She's
right.
trying to be... So in that, she kind of, wanting to be an adult, she kind of allows... That's where her vulnerability comes from, and she allows you to kind of
right.
walk into that moment, allows you to sit next to her, which maybe she would never have done had she not been kind of vulnerable or wanting to be this adult person or
right.
do what adults do. So.
Right. Now, this is your second or third film, but...
Yeah.
Do you think of yourself as an actress? Is that what you want to be when you grow up?
Yes.
Now that you've actually sort of grown up.
Yeah, I do want to be an actress. That's what I want to do with my life. I've done a lot more theater than film.
Good.
And that's pretty much made me who I am today. Theater has pretty much morphed me into
you
who
worked
I am.
Out at First Stage?
Yeah, I work a lot at First Stage.
Great.
I do some Lake Country Players.
What are you doing right now?
I'm in To Kill a Mockingbird.
At Lake Country?
At Lake Country Players.
Oh, good. Who are you playing in Kill 'Em?
I'm playing Mayella.
Oh, that's a
good
part.
Small but powerful part.
Yeah, yeah, she's a nasty girl.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So are you going to be at any of the screenings when it screens at Milwaukee Film Festival?
Yes, I am. I'm going to be there opening probably all the days.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Good. Are they gonna talk to you and so people get to ask you questions?
Yeah, there'll be a Q&A after every film. So
after every film.
Be there.
Right.
After
right.
screening.
So now Tate, this is the world premiere of it.
Yep.
Is it do you have plans for is it gonna go elsewhere? People
oh yeah, we're planning on sending it elsewhere. The one thing is like this festival it's been in production for so long, and because I'm not paying very much, it's been going kind of slow, so having it be in the festival has been nice to get independent to finally step up, and or it helps everybody who's been working on the film to say, okay, we have a deadline, let's get
right.
it done. So
right.
so the problem is that it's, you know, I have yet to send it out to other festivals because it's technically still being finished.
Right.
So it's
you're still coloring it.
Still coloring it, it's almost finished, and then once I have that done, then, you know, we're going to hit all the major festivals.
Right.
And the other thing, too, is once I had a rough cut, I'd talk to people in New York and LA who enjoy the film a great deal, think it has a lot of potential, but they said I should just jump on a premiere at Milwaukee because
right.
Milwaukee's become such a great festival.
It's a really good festival. It's ranked somewhere I read like 14th in the country.
Yeah,
it's
in the top 15, no doubt.
Right.
And just in the sense of the attendance and the filmmakers they bring in and
right.
and the length of the festival, it's really a great festival. So we're trying to build as much of excitement and as much enthusiasm around the premiere. Get a lot of press, a lot of enthusiasm, and then use that as a foundation to hit the other festivals.
Right. Yeah, get some reviews and get some...
get it out there. So
yeah.
So I think the very fact that it has premiered in Milwaukee, a lot of festivals will pay special attention. Oh, okay, I'll check that film out.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully it'll draw attention.
Good. Well, good luck with it. Thanks for coming and talking to me. Good luck
To
Kill a Mockingbird.
Thank you.
It's good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
Yep, and there's also, after the premiere, there's a reception at Patty's Pub, which is just kind of across the street from the Oriental, walking distance.
Oh, an after party.
That'll be for the opening at September 30th.
And say again, it opens September 30th, what time?
September 30th at 7:15 at the Oriental.
At the Oriental.
Seats are limited, so I'd really highly recommend you get your seats right away, because
yeah,
it's most likely going to sell out. I've purchased over... 50, 60 tickets just for cast and crew alone. So,
right.
So that's it's just going to be a great night. You know, you'll meet all the filmmakers. Yourself, Metcalf will be there.
And the after party's at what?
At Patty's Pub.
Patty's Pub, right?
Right afterwards. And if you bring your film ticket, you get free beer.
Great.
Not for Hannah.
Free beer
not
all
for
night.
Not for Hannah. So.
All right. Well, good. Well, good luck with it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.